Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
FedEx.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, especially when I get a chance to introduce you to my good friend Charles Cadlick, another great member of our Brain Trust. In fact, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Chuck has been with us since 1998, and we always look forward to having his visit. He's one of the smartest guys I know, folks. He's one of our financial experts. And he's been sharing his great ideas with us for a long time. He's the author of Dow 100,000 Factor Fiction. He is the founder of the Community of Liberty, and has got a new booklet out that I'm going to get him to tell us about in a second. Chuck Cadlick, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Always great to be with you.
Good to have you back. What's this new booklet you're telling me about?
The name of it is The 21st Century Gold Standard for Prosperity, Security, and Liberty. And I co-authored it with Ralph Benko. We just published the booklet. It's up on a website called agoldenage.com.
All right.
You can get a free download. At agoldenage.com.
All right. You'd
like to read it or peruse it.
At goldenage.com?
Agoldenage.com.
Agoldenage.com. Get a free download of this book, folks. You'll understand more about gold and the relationship of gold to the economy, to the future. You're a little upset about you're a lot upset, but you have been for a long time upset about the direction that the Fed has been taking the dollar.
Well, I don't think upset's the right word, but the Fed has policy now made explicit to debauch the dollar, to devalue it, to reduce its value every single year.
But isn't that something they've been doing for a while now?
Yeah, in fact, but after its last meeting. And two-day meeting in late January, it made it an official goal to devalue the dollar by 33% over the next 20 years.
Wow.
It's an explicit goal. That's as good
as... They wrote that. They basically wrote that down.
They wrote that down, and they think that's the best they could do. That's the best they could do. So, in other words, it's 2% per year increase in the price level. Now, 2% any one year, not that big a deal.
Now, when you say price level, most people... For most people, that means inflation, right? Core inflation.
It is inflation. Yeah, it means the price of, you know, food.
2% increase in the price index is core inflation, 2% core. And 2% inflation, most people think, well, hey, that's pretty good.
In any one year, it's pretty good. But when it goes on for 20 years, it's a 50% increase in the price level.
Yeah.
The biggest difference between the paper dollar system we have now and the gold standard is that in a gold standard, you could have a year now and then of 2% inflation, but over 20 years, the price level was pretty much unchanged. So a dollar 20 years from now was the same as a dollar today. The dollar 20 years from now, if the Fed does its best, will be worth a third less than it's worth
today. But Chuck, what's the difference in the next 20 years at that rate and the last 20 years?
Actually, it'd be somewhat better, but it's still horrible.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as good. Look, it's not nearly as good a result as we routinely got when we were on gold.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is number one, I want to differentiate between having an unspecific goal in terms of how the dollar is and having a specific goal. What you just said is the specific goal they have is going to be better than what we've had the last 20 years, but neither one of those are as good as if we had a gold standard. That's what you're saying, right?
That's right. And by the way, they'll probably miss their 2% a year anyway because, you know, when, for example, we had a spike in inflation last year, they temporized because they're always looking in the rearview mirror. They call the personal consumption expenditure index, a little technical there. And the reason is, look, this is a trial and error monetary system. 19 people, right, but just like you and me, go to Washington every 6 weeks. They meet around a big table for a day and a half. They talk about the economy and monetary system.
You're talking about the Federal Open Market Committee, the 12 governors, the 12 presidents of the banks, the five governors, and the chairman and the vice chairman.
That's right. There's 19 men and women. They have no, other than being bright, they have no extraordinary skills.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that day and a half, 11 of them vote on what to do next. And the truth is they don't know what to do next, so they do their best.
Right.
And it's honorably, they do their best.
And they often disagree. You say it's 19, but it could be split, and a one-person majority decides which way we go.
That's right. And as a consequence, they tend to err on the side of inflation because the thing they fear the most
is deflation. Yeah, that's the ugly one. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Chuck what he thinks about, you know, one of the biggest detractors of the Fed is candidate Ron Paul. And we'll talk some more about this and gold, the gold standard. How do we get on the gold standard after these messages? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.